Hello and welcome to your Yoga Nidra practice, a session that you will be finding once 2026 arrives. So it's a time of newness, but also January can bring with it a little bit of cold, a little bit of winter. So this session has been designed and formulated, created to help you welcome not just a new year, but to help you make peace with winter and find warmth, ease, rest, and healing within your whole being. Winter can bring up feelings of fear, of lack, cold, and discomfort, especially when times in the world can seem dark, bleak. So within a safe place of meditation, within our Yoga Nidra Nest, this online Nidra community, we can find a safe space. We can meet winter and find a new sense and a new relationship to it and with it. So our session today takes the form of Yoga Nidra, which leads you into this deeply relaxing place between waking and sleeping. It is time to find warmth, ease, rest, and healing. So please lie down and make yourself as comfortable as you can. Make sure the lighting is dim or darkened completely. Maybe you have an eye mask or pillow to help find that darkness, but also soothe yourself into a place of meditation and rest. Making sure you are lying down as comfortable as you can be. A blanket or two to keep you warm, any and all props needed to have you feeling fully supported throughout our time together today. Get nice and situated and take a long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. Exhale, settle down and sink into your practice. Taking another long, slow, smooth, deep breath in. A huge sigh through the mouth, an audible letting go. Through the nose, fill belly, flare ribs, chest, drink it all the way up. Keep going, fill yourself with breath. Through the mouth, sigh it out, a huge release, a letting go. We're gonna do one more biggest, balloonist belly breath in. Through the mouth, a huge sigh, empty out, let go, and sink down. And then just allowing the breath to flow naturally. The breath flowing slowly and deeply as the body begins to give weight into the surface you are lying on. Body sinking down into the floor, into the bed, into the earth below you. And let the earth rise up and cradle and hold you in this space of meditation. In our space that is safe and nurturing here. Allowing the shoulders to sink down away from the ears, the arms to grow heavier, the hands to release any clasp or grip, the hips to settle more comfortably, the heels anchor yourself down, beginning to feel more and more relaxed. The outer shell, the outer outline of the body just gently softening, while the inside of the body flowing naturally with the breath. And entering into this place of relaxation, we can begin to set an intention for our practice today. I invite you to repeat these next phrases in your mind or out loud if you'd like when I say them. There is enough. There is more than enough. There is safety for me in winter. There is enough. There is more than enough. There is safety for me in winter. Notice if you've felt any resistance to these phrases. Notice if any parts felt untrue. And if they have, that's okay. If they haven't, that's okay. If they felt flat, that's okay. I'd like you now, in this final time that we repeat them, to see what it would feel like if the statements were true. Maybe this statement is the start of their truth within you. So let the truth of these statements become felt sensations in the body, more than just words, right? We're doing this together. There is enough. There is more than enough. There is safety for me in winter. And take a deep breath. Let that all settle. I'm now going to invite you to rotate awareness through the whole body. When you hear my voice mention a specific part of the body, imagine that that one part is lighting up as when your awareness reaches it. Let's begin this dance at the center of the forehead, that space between the eyebrows. Draw your attention here, then imagine it is lighting up, glowing so beautiful and bright, illuminating the space within you and the space around you. Feel the illumination at the eyebrow center. Now drawing your awareness to the right eye, feel it light up. And then the left eye, both eyes together. The right cheek, the left cheek, both cheeks together. The right nostril, left nostril, the nose tip, the whole nose, the upper lip, lower lip, both lips, and the space between the lips, the upper row of teeth, the lower row of teeth, space between your teeth, the gums, tongue, and the whole mouth together. The mouth as an orb of sensation and illumination. The chin lights up, the jaw, and now the whole face and head lighting up as your awareness touches it, glowing bright and warm, illuminating you inside and out. We'll now draw awareness down and over into the right hand thumb, the pointer finger, a glowing right middle finger, ring finger, and little finger, all five fingers on the right hand illuminated and glowing brightly, the palm of the hand, the back of the hand, the right wrist and right forearm, the right elbow and upper arm, the right shoulder, connecting through the right collarbone, the whole right arm now lit up, glowing, illuminated with your awareness. Let's draw our awareness now over and in to the left-hand thumb, the pointer finger, a glowing left middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. All five fingers on the left hand illuminated, glowing brightly. Palm of hand, back of hand, left wrist, and left forearm, the left elbow and upper arm, the left shoulder, connecting through left collarbone, feeling the whole left arm now lit up, illuminated with your awareness. Left arm glowing brightly. Now, could you light up that hollow indip, that space between the collarbones, glowing bright? Now, down to the center of the chest, the center under the rib cage, the center at the navel, and the center at the base of the spine. Feel the whole center line of the body glowing and illuminated by your awareness, shining brightly inside and out. Drawing the awareness now down and over to the big toe on the right foot, now the right second toe, third, fourth, and fifth toe. All five toes on the right foot glowing brightly. The sole of the foot, top of the foot, the right ankle and heel, the lower leg and knee, the upper leg connecting to the right hip, the whole right leg now glowing and lit up with your awareness. From hip to toes, the right leg shining beautiful and bright. Draw your awareness now over and in to the left big toe, left second toe, third toe, fourth toe, fifth toe. All five toes of the left foot glowing brightly. To the sole of the foot, top of the foot, left ankle and heel, left lower leg and knee, the upper leg connecting to the left side of the hip. The whole left leg now illuminated and glowing brightly with your awareness, shining inside and out. Drawing your awareness now to the very top of the head. From here, we'll light up the whole right side of the body all the way down to the sole of the right foot. And light up the whole left side of the body all the way down to the sole of the left foot. Light up the whole back of the body from the heels to the back of the head. and lighting up the whole front of the body, from the forehead to the tips of the toes. The whole body now lit up with your awareness, welcoming this illumination. The whole body glowing inside and out, sensing the whole body now and welcoming sensations, colors, any feelings arriving or arising, any thoughts that are present, greeting it all with curiosity and without judgment or force. If anything feels uncomfortable, send the breath to that place. Send the light of your awareness there. And breathe. Whole body feeling, sensing, and being breathed. Sacred moment here to be with self, all parts of you, to be with breath. Feel it heal and warm and comfort you. Feel the breath illuminate the entire body, inside and out, noticing what wants to be present in this space. Now, could you bring your awareness, that glow of awareness, your breath, shine it behind and into the inky, velvety darkness behind your closed eyes, welcoming this light of awareness into this dark space. I invite you now to become even more of this space, of the closed eyelids. Notice the spaces where there is dark, and notice the spaces where there is light or color. Could you become curious about any shifting patterns on the screen of your mind's eye? Where are the places that are dark? Where are the places where there is light? Both are here. Both are and can be a part of this experience. And within this space of safety and comfort, I've got you here, we're all together. In this space of light and dark, I invite you to become aware of a different aspect of darkness. Scan throughout the whole body, maybe in your mind. Are there any areas of the body that feel darker than others? Maybe at closed eyes? Some spaces are darker than others. Welcome any darkness as a friend, a soft and nurturing darkness, like rich soil receptive to new life. So restful, a blanket, maybe a dark, dark sky, so much potential, excitement for the unknown, so much comfort. The space of velvety darkness. Let this notion, this concept, this idea of dark receptive rest fill you up here. Explore it. Dive in as you take a few breaths to immerse in, explore, uncover, discover velvety darkness now. Now I invite you to imagine that you are holding this idea, this feeling, this notion of darkness, holding it in your left hand. Then let the right hand be open to receiving another part of darkness that challenges us, the unknown that often leads to fear. So holding in your right hand this inability to see what's actually there, the anxiety around the unknown, maybe the sadness around a loss, remind yourself that you are safe here. Your heels are anchored into the earth. You are cradled in this gentle space. If any thought becomes too much, just breathe and let it go. Let them become a little lighter. Because remembering that you are still holding in your left hand the gentle, nurturing darkness. In the right hand, yes, there are fears that you have within you. In your right hand, there are anxieties. Do you hold and carry sadness or unprocessed grief? They are also present in the darkness, right? They are also present within us, within the world, within the human experience. We do not judge them here. We do not blame this darkness. They are just there. We don't have to hold on so tightly. We can even choose to let them go. So breathe and visualize placing both of your hands together, both of your palms merge together. Take a nice inhale, then exhale and release everything. Big inhale, exhale, release it all. Just settle now. I invite you to bring your awareness back to your closed eyes and any shapes or lights or darkness or patterns you may or may not see here. And just rest in this space. Within this space, as we all know, we can project images from memory and imagination. So I'll invite you to do just that. Going on a visual journey, a visual ride with me all together now. Imagine that you are looking at a starry night sky. You are wrapped up in a very cozy and very warm sweater and jacket and blanket. Your cheeks are rosy. Your heart is full. Your whole being is relaxed. Off in the distance, you can even hear the waves of the ocean crashing on the shore. And in the not so far distance, you can see a crackling fire. A bonfire, you think. Standing here, you feel drawn to the flames, to this fire, and you walk closer and closer, walking on sand, still hearing that lull of the distant nighttime ocean waves. You walk, and you now see that there are figures sitting around the fire. People. They are so happy to see you. They're waving at you, they're gesturing, come closer, come here, come closer. Come and sit by our fire. We've made it just for you. We've been waiting for you. So you get closer and closer, and now you see all of their faces illuminated by the glowing light of the fire and even the shining, twinkling stars above you. See these people, these faces. Maybe they are people you know, maybe they are guides, angels, ancestors, family, friends, whoever you want to invite into that circle. Whoever's meant to be here, they are here smiling at you now. All of them here with love and support. They are all here in community and in celebration of winter. The air may be cold at your back or on your cheeks, but you are all wrapped in blankets and love as you warm yourself by the fire with your village, your circle of friends and family, ancestors and guides. Talk with them now, dear one. Commune with them. Be with them. For they have a message. They have messages for you now. And if not, maybe you just feel their warmth, their loving embrace, their presence. Allow yourself to receive now. Who approaches you? And what do they have to say, to share? You bask in the glow of the fire. You smell the crackling wood. Those waves still lapping on the not too distant shore, soothing and lulling you, rocking you into a place of nighttime and winter, where the stars shine brightly in the inky, velvety sky, where a moon hangs beautifully, where sparks from the fire shoot upward. You can return to this place whenever you like. But for now, one person from your village, from the circle, comes maybe back towards you with a small branch of mistletoe in their hand. They offer you this gift, this present, to hang in the doorway of your home. Really, to hang in your heart as a sign of the season, but also as a promise of spring to come. The growth that is still taking place in this winter time that leads to the warmth and the blossom of spring. They gift you that mistletoe as a promise for the spring to come, for health and abundance in the new year. You receive this branch with a smile, smelling its sweet, sweet aroma. And you bid your tribe farewell for now, knowing that their loving presence remains with you always. You turn now and walk back into the night, lit up by the starry, starry sky and the moon-filled velvet sky, the lapping waves guiding you, slowly allowing this scene to fade, dissolve back to velvet black. But this feeling of camaraderie, that warmth from the fire, the feeling of love and support remains with you deep in your heart now. Into this space, we will once again repeat our phrases as we seal our practice together. Our journey of making peace with winter and with ourselves. I welcome the lessons of winter. I accept winter as a natural part of the turnings of the season. I welcome the joys of winter. I am safe this winter and always. And take a deep breath in, big sigh out, becoming more aware of the body now. Reminding yourself, remembering you are lying down, practicing yoga nidra, and our journey is now coming to an end. Take a moment, dear one, to check in with your body. See how it feels. Check in with the mind and the emotions, see how they feel. And if there's anything or anywhere that you'd like to send some breath, some ease, and some light into you, take a moment and let your inhale create some space. Let the exhale create some rest. When you're ready, beginning to add some movement, if you feel called to, maybe wiggling, stretching, shaking, shimmying, smiling. You could roll to your side eventually, or roll to your belly, or rise to a seat. Whenever you feel ready, coming all the way back to waking consciousness. Pause here. Re-acclimating to the world around you. Maybe after this you write down anything that has come up for you. If you need to talk about it, feel free to reach out. I'm always here for you. I'm always in your village. You are not alone. Any difficulty you may be facing, any darkness, know that it has its place. And you always have a friend in me. Just as every year that has come before, winter will always come and gift us the lessons that transform us into spring. Just as night turns into day. It is all part of this natural, incredible cycle of life. So bundle up, stay cozy. Simply breathe and simply be. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, dear friends.